You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. College football is over, so now we got NFL on Saturdays. Whole weekend full of football. I can't wait.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am ready, Bo. Fantasy playoffs. I know you're in there. I'm in there, too. And as if on cue, Tommy popping in. What up, Flex fam? He hit us up when we were when we had the recorded waiver wire show, and he said he needed a flex from Trey. So can you give it to him now, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, you need a flex. Oh, you're talking about
get him a flex.
Oh yeah, baby. Coming in. Let me get you the double. The
family
double flex. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. There you go, Tommy. I know you wanted it then, but you got it now, buddy. You got it now. But hey, guys, throwing it out there, don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel. We're giving free stuff away all the time. We got the Manscaped giveaway coming on next Friday. Giving away a performance package valued at $130. It can be yours. All you got to do is be a subscriber and comment on our live video. And don't forget about Aaron Jones' jersey that is coming up soon. Might as well subscribe now so you can get in there early. But we got a job to do, Trey.
And, yes, we do.
That's right. That's right. So let's go ahead and get to the first game this week. And we got Saturday football this week. So that's going to be awesome. Let's go ahead and get to the first game, though, Trey, this week. We've got the Colts versus the Vikings.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Vikings winning by 5. Now, I want to say the Vikings will win this game, but it is literally any given Saturday. So,
I'm still going with the Vikings, though. It's almost as if they planned that, buddy. And Hector popping in says, "What up, guys? I'm finally early." Yes, sir. Thank you for popping in, Hector. Always good to see you, buddy. Yeah, Colts and the Vikings. I got the Vikings winning, though. Who'd you say? You want
Vikings,
the Colts?
The pun is intended.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go ahead and hop into some Colts starts, Trey. We know Jonathan Taylor actually has a pretty decent schedule for the fantasy playoffs, so I'm throwing him in there this week. Guys, as always, may have forgot to mention this. Don't forget to start your studs. It is the fantasy playoffs. We may not have as many options for you this week, but if you have a question, throw it in there. But we are just trying to play it safe for the fantasy playoffs. All the work we've done up until this point has been to get you right here in this moment. So just keep that in mind. If there's somebody we missed and you have a question, throw it in the chat and we will get it. But full PPRs, I like starting Michael Pittman Jr. actually as a start here. And Paris Campbell going against that Vikings D. Paris Campbell, maybe both of these guys actually as a flex. Pittman, maybe as a wide receiver, 2-3, something like that. And Alex Pierce has been on the rise. He'd probably be hard to trust for me with the playoffs here. But other than that, I mean, that's all I'm really willing to risk for the Colts, Trey.
Yeah, Alec Pierce, you know, you're chasing a one-game scheme, and in the first week of the playoffs, it's tough, but I know if people are struggling at wide receiver, there's definitely worse options you could go with out there. I'd love the Jonathan Taylor. Hopefully he redeems. You drafted him in the first round in the playoffs. That's what everybody's banking on, but I think he's a great start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I hop to the Vikings trade, we got a couple questions here. Connor, welcome to the channel. Connor, thank you for the question. One running back, one flex, one wide receiver. Let's start with the running back. Swift. Well, hold on. Let's just go through them all. Swift, Etienne, Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Gabriel Davis, Elijah Moore, Rashad White, full PPR, Trey. One running back, one flex, one wide receiver.
So Swift is playing the Jets and Etienne is playing
the Jags. They're playing the Cowboys.
Ooh. Cowboys. Okay. So both of them kind of have a tough defense to go against. I honestly like Swift here at the running back. I know Rashad White's down there. I see him. But I think Swift and Etienne both, I would start over Rashad White in my playoffs, but I would go with Swift over Etienne at my running back. Yeah. Easily going Higgins at wide receiver. And then I would probably flex Donovan Peoples-Jones. That's the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Rashad White at the flex between Donovan Peoples-Jones is kind of really your call. But I think Donovan Peoples-Jones has a better matchup this week.
I do like the Rashad White in the full PPR. Brady likes to get him targets. You know, if they can work it out, you know, that seems to have been the problem all year long. But I like it. I like Rashad White in there somewhere, definitely. And Higgins, if he plays, I'm definitely throwing him in there. Gabriel Davis, we had him in the gag bag this week. I mean, we're kind of done with Gabriel Davis. He's just scary. I mean, but I understand the issue here. You're worried. The week that you finally decide, all right, I'm going to sit Gabriel Davis, boom, he goes off. And then that's what you're worried about, and I get it. Thank you for the question. Thank you for the question. And Big Trev, what up, Big Trev? Need some help. Ramondre and Higgins practice fully today, are questionable though. Need two wide receivers and a flex. I have Ramondre, Higgins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Thielen, and Rashad White, full PPR. What do you think?
So, need two wide receivers and a flex. I think I am flexing Ramondre if he plays. I'm starting Higgins, so it comes down to the second wide receiver. It's tough between Donovan Peoples-Jones and Thielen because Donovan Peoples-Jones, the Browns are playing the Ravens, which Ravens have actually got a decent defense, and Thielen's playing against the Colts. But Thielen's really been kind of, you know, doing some stuff. He had a great week last week. I think personally, I'm going to lean Donovan Peoples-Jones. I'm just on a DPJ train, and I've been riding it, and it's working out for me so far. I would lean him, but definitely start Ramondre and Higgins if they play.
Definitely. A lot of Higgins questions I've been getting this week. Worried about it because, you know, a lot of people got screwed last week when it was like, what, he pulled a hammy in pregame warmups. It was scary. Big Trev says, you think Higgins and Mondre will get enough workload to play them, Trey?
Yeah, I think if they have them on the field and they're good to go, especially Higgins after missing that game from injury, if they put him in this time, I understand that the NFL doesn't care about fantasy, but they know people were upset about that. You know, I'm sure they heard the outcry. So if they start him up, I guarantee you he gets good work. And Ramondre, I think even if he doesn't, you know, even if he's on a limited snap count, he has the ability to put up great fantasy points.
Definitely. I got Higgins, and I'm throwing him in there no matter what. You know, Higgins has got me this far, and I'm going to keep leaning on him.
Exactly.
Thank you for the questions, guys. Keep them coming if you got them. But let's go ahead and get to some Vikings starts. I mean, you're going to start Dalvin. I mean, I know I said start your studs, but Dalvin has been pretty kind of a stud, right, this year. He's had his weeks, definitely. And just to throw this out here, the Colts are 31st. Against wide receivers. We're just talking about Thielen. I would start Thielen. You know, obviously it depends on your options here, but I do like Thielen as a start this week. And of course, Justin Jefferson, I think, blows up this week, 31st against wide receivers. And I even think KJ Osborne has an okay game. I'm not risking a start on him, but I think he has an okay game. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like that a lot. You know, Dalvin Cook has been up and down, but I think he has a great game this week. I'm worried about Justin Jefferson having an amazing game because I'm playing him in the playoffs, against him in the playoffs. Mm. So that scares me because of that, but you got to start these guys. I mean, the Vikings offense is pretty solid regardless of matchup.
I saw the little smirk from across. I was wondering what it was about, Trey, and I see now it was because you were going against Jefferson this week. I'm sorry, buddy, but, you know. You got this. I have faith in you, buddy.
Right.
Jared popping in. Jared, what's up? Fading Elijah Moore and Wilson starting. Who do I play? Must win PPR. Van Jefferson, Ben Skoranek, Isaiah McKenzie, Hodgins, and Alex Pierce? Oof.
So for me, it's either Ben Skoranek or Alec Pierce. I think Ben Skoranek in a PPR format, I just like him to have a better – Van Jefferson could have a better week, but I think that especially for PPR, Ben Skoranek is just going to get more targets, I believe. And then Alec Pierce, you know, like I say, we've only got one really good great game script from him, but he had a great week 2 weeks ago. So, honestly, I would go ahead, in my opinion, I would start Alec Pierce out of that group just for the upside, because that's all you're looking for out of all those guys is some kind of a ceiling.
Now, if he says fading Elijah Moore and Wilson, does that mean he has both of those guys and he's deciding not to play them? Because do you think Garrett Wilson, even with Zach Wilson playing, would be better than those pieces? Or
he's fading Elijah Moore because Zach Wilson is playing.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. No,
which
yeah.
Is,
that
which is smart.
That is the smart call. Absolutely. I guess I misread that, but yeah. Jared, thank you, man. And thank you for sharing our post earlier. Hey, I saw that, man. Thank you for that. I appreciate that very much. Awesome stuff. But we need to move on to the next game, Trey. And this week we've got the Ravens against the Browns.
Over under for this game is 40.5 points. Vegas has the Browns winning by 3.
Wow.
I tend to lean towards the Ravens regardless of Lamar. Actually, in spite of Lamar, I think because he's out, they win this game.
I got the Browns winning as well. I just feel like, I mean, it just feels like they're on the uprise, and it seems like Deshaun Watson got a little better last week. And is he going to get a little better than he was last week this week? Kind of feels like it. They got a good team there, and that's why I'm taking the Browns also. I'm just surprised Vegas took the Browns. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly. But jumping into my Ravens starts, obviously Lamar is out. I think Huntley is startable in two quarterback leagues, super flex type league. I think he'll get you enough points with his legs. J.K. Dobbins, I think, is a great start this week. We talked about it on our waiver show. Gus Edwards in 12-man or deeper. I think maybe the 10-team I would lean somewhere else, but 12-team and up, I think Gus Edwards still worth flexing. Mark Andrews, I mean, if you've got him, you have to start this dude. I know he's had some rough weeks, but he's had some amazing weeks. It's just kind of one of those things at tight end position. And then Isaiah Likely, if you're desperate and you're struggling and there's literally nothing on the waivers, I think that Huntley likes this kid and he can get you, you know, 8 or 9 points versus some guys that will just have 0.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it, Trey.
I would jump into my Brown starts. I mean, if you have Chubb, you're starting him, right? He's had some down weeks, but like if you got him and he's got you the playoffs, you got to start this dude. Njoku, I think, is a great start. You know, him and Watson have got that connection. I said it over and over again. I love Njoku when he comes back from his injury. He came back. He did amazing. Definitely start this dude up. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I've been following this dude. He's had several weeks of consistency. I think you got to start this dude. Amari Cooper, I feel like you got to start him. You know, he's had some great weeks. He's had a couple rough weeks, but when he goes off, he goes off. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to start Deshaun Watson, to be honest with you. I mean, he's not done horrible, but he's not done playoff winning worthy potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Donovan Peoples-Jones this week. I think he has a really good game. And Njoku, man, I mean, I love to see Njoku killing out there. I like it. I love it. Tommy's got a question for us, though, Trey. Do I start Higgins or start Donovan Peoples-Jones? If I start Higgins, do I flex Dobbins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Rashad White, or A.J. Dillon?
I really think you start Higgins and you flex Dobbins. That's what I would do in that situation. I mean, I like Donovan Peoples-Jones, but Higgins can, when he's really out there doing things, he can really put up a lot of points, and he's consistent. Joe Burrow, they're on that climb. I like Higgins and J.K. Dobbins here.
Mm-hmm. I do too, definitely. But you do not like Rashad White, do you, Trey?
The Bucs, man, have been down. That's all. I mean, you know, the offense has not been producing, and that's what scares me. I want touchdowns on my players, and the Bucs haven't been doing that.
I know. God, I know. I just see you just staying clear of that Rashad White. I see Rashad White down there. But I get it, buddy. And Jared's got another question for us. Was thinking about Hodgins for the Giants. He has had 7 targets and double-digit PPR points the past few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be worth a shot. I'm just riding on the Alec Pierce train. I really liked what I saw out there and just the eye test and everything like that. But like I say, you know, it comes down to what your heart's telling you and what your head's telling you, and you got to run with it. It's the playoffs, and it's yours to lose.
That is right. Great, great thing, Trey, there you said. Trust your instincts, guys. That is a big thing in fantasy that I've learned in my years, is my instincts generally are right. How many times have you been like, I knew I should have started this guy, right? I mean, it's just trust them instincts, guys. The Hector says, I'm stuck with my wide receivers league. 1, DJ Chark or Slayton. League 2, Olave or Watson. Let's start with DJ Chark or Slayton, Trey.
I'm going DJ Chark, man. Slayton has not been as consistent as DJ Chark. DJ Chark has been on the rise. We've been talking about him for weeks now, and I think he has an amazing week. Now, the Olave or Watson, that is a tougher call. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really think either one is going to do well, but I lean Olave just because of, like, favorable bias, but I think both of them have a great week.
And I lean Watson because, dude, this dude cannot stop scoring touchdowns, guys. And I mean, either way, you leave one of those two on your bench, you might be sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would try to start them both if I could.
Yeah, absolutely. But I knew you would lean Olave, but I'm leaning Watson, definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Great questions, as always. Yeah. Tommy, one more. Can I trust Higgins? Trey, can he trust him?
Like I said earlier, you know, because he got injured that game, if the team starts him this week, I really think they got enough slack and hate from people about it that if they start him, they're going to give him work. And, you know, can you trust Higgins? You can't trust half the wide receivers in the league. Higgins has the ability to put up major points. So, you just got to go with your best guy sometimes.
And he's tall, bro. He's so tall. They love throwing the ball up high and him going up and getting it. I love Higgins, and I am going to trust Higgins. I got him in a couple leagues I'm in the playoffs with, and I'm playing him in both, Tommy. Just throwing that out there. But let's go ahead and get to the next game, Trey. This week, we got the Dolphins versus the Bills.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points, which I feel like is like one of the lowest over-unders the Bills have had this year, which is crazy with both these offenses. But Vegas has the Bills winning by 7. I agree with Vegas. I don't know that it'll be by 7, but I think the Bills win.
Yeah, I think the Bills win too. The Dolphins have just been on a decline lately. It's like I don't recognize them. Did they gas out from the beginning of the year because they were playing their butts off, and now it's just like, I don't know, even Waddle, man. It seems like the only guy you can trust over there is Tyreek these days, and it's scary.
Yeah.
But before I get into Dolphin starts, Hector says, thanks, guys. Anytime, Hector. Glad to help you out, buddy, as always. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into some Dolphins starts here. Like I just said, I am nervous about starting Tua this week, and he has been on a roll. Mostert, I think, should get a lot of work. It seems like Jeff Wilson might play. He might not. It's looking more towards not. The Bills have quietly fallen to 23rd against opposing running backs, which is a little less than average. So I like Mostert starting here. I think he gets work, especially if Jeff Wilson Jr. is not there. I'm sitting Waddle this week, guys. And, I mean, if you have to start him, I completely understand. It's Waddle, and he he's helped get you there, but he's had some down weeks, and it's the playoffs. I can't trust him. And I just don't even talk to me about any of the tight ends over there. Gesicki, I don't know what happened to you, dude. What do you think, buddy?
I like that a lot. I think Mostert has a great week of Jeff Wilson. Even if Jeff Wilson plays, he was really banged up. I don't see him really doing a whole bunch for the team, and they've already were splitting a little bit of work anyway. I think Mostert's a great start. Like you said, Tyreek Hill, obviously you can trust him. And Waddle, man, it's like, I don't know. If I had him, I would probably start him just because of the options, but I understand completely why you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's scary. It's scary. But I'm going to move on to the Bills, Trey. I like James Cook to start here. I think he does well. Dawson Knox, if you've got nobody else at tight end, I'd like throwing Dawson Knox in there to start for me this week. And Singletary, too. I like Singletary also, maybe the two-headed monster going over there against the Dolphins run defense. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got there, man. I mean, I'm nervous, honestly. I'm sitting Gabriel Davis, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that. I mean, those running backs are going to do good, and obviously your studs in that game are going to go crazy. But, yeah, I mean, it's supposed to snow, so, you know, limit your expectations on the deep passes. But I think it will still be a great game.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Trey. Check the weather on some of these games, guys. That could help you make a couple decisions, honestly. I will say Josh Allen is generally very good in cold, snowy weather. So that's good. Yeah. Yeah, but let's go ahead and move to the next game, Trey. And that is our Manscaped Game of the Week.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Manscaped, okay? Let me tell you a little story that just happened to me about an hour ago. So I pull up to a red light, and the guy in front of me at this red light is just in the mirror, digging in his nose, pulling hairs out constantly. And I'm just watching him, and he's like, yeah. And then you can just feel the pain on his face every time he does it. And the red lights in Florida are forever long. So I'm just sitting here watching, and this dude is just constantly just, And I'm like, man, if only this dude had the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer from Manscaped. Like, super simple, super, you know, pain-free, like, just done. He wouldn't have to be, you know, looking in the mirror in traffic, you know, possibly hurting somebody or anything. He'd just be at home, zip, zip, no problem, and not causing any pain to himself. I'm like, if I could just get this dude to go to Manscaped, use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 to get 20% off and free shipping worldwide, I mean, he would have so many less problems in his life.
Most definitely, Trey. Yeah, that would definitely help him out. You should have held up like a sign or something for him, buddy.
Right. Use the
promo code right here. yeah, guys, SUPERFLEX20, 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Guys, get you some Manscaped. They are a proud sponsor of the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here and let you watch our Manscaped ad really fast. We will be right back. It's never too early to play holiday music. And it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friend in your pants, make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then, add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Now, Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com. Use code SUPERFLEX20 for 20% off and free shipping. Holy crap, that's a good deal. We'll see you there. That's right, guys. Manscaped, great stuff going on over there. But let's get to the Manscaped Game of the week. This week, we've got the Eagles versus the Bears.
Over-under for this game is 49 points. Vegas has the Eagles winning by 9. I think this game's close, but the Eagles take it.
Yeah. I mean, I've given in. I realize that the Eagles are good. However, I think it's going to be a really good game to watch. I'm taking the Eagles also to win this game. Go for it.
So, jumping into my Eagles starts, it's pretty simple. I mean, you're starting pretty much everybody that you can. You're starting Hurts. You're starting A.J. Brown. You're starting Devonta Smith. You're starting Miles Sanders. And Goddard's trending in the right direction. If he plays, I feel like you have to start him the way tight ends are right now.
Yeah, buddy. Bring me some Goddard. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a good one. I like it. I like those starts there, Trey. You've been pretty good on predicting when Miles Sanders is going to have a good game. You think he has a really good game this week, Trey?
I think so. And probably not as good as last week. I'm not saying he puts up, 30, 40 points, but I think he does, I'd say 20-pointer.
I like it.
But jumping to my Bears starts, obviously you're starting Justin Fields. This dude runs all over the place. Cole Kmet, I think, has a good game. The way tight ends are, Cole Kmet should come back and get some good work. Montgomery is sick, but if he starts, you play him. And I don't want any receivers on this team in my playoffs.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I think I read something said that Claypool, he's out, right? It's rough over there with wide receivers.
Equanimeous St. Brown in deeper leagues, maybe, but like I said, it's the playoffs, it's tough.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Amon-Ra just is taking off, and his brother is just kind of falling to the wayside. It's sad, but I just watched a thing about those two kids, man, and they have had a strict upbringing. But, I like it, Trey. I like it. Let's get a couple questions popping in over here. First of all, Albert says, sup, fellas? What's up, Albert? Pop? Always good to see you. Thank you for popping in, as per usual. George Cook says, if I'm benching Higgins, I need to play two between Evans, Slayton, and Jamal Williams. I'm leaning towards Evans and Williams. Thoughts?
Yeah, so if Higgins plays, I think you don't bench him. I think you start him if he plays, especially if those are your options. But if he doesn't play for some reason, I like Jamal Williams. And honestly, it's really a coin flip between Slayton and Evans. I mean, Evans has a higher ceiling, but his floor has been terrible. And Slayton has had some really great games. I think his lowest game in the last 3 or 4 weeks has only been like 6 points. But Evans has had just terrible weeks. So it's really tough, but personally, I think I would just go Evans just because of the way things are and the production that he's done in the past. I don't trust Slayton, and I really don't trust Evans, but I've trusted him before, and I'm willing to trust him again this week.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jamal and Evans. I think you, like I said, trust your instincts. I think your instincts were perfect there. Slayton just hasn't been doing what he, was doing, and I think the Bengals against Mike Evans, hopefully he gets deep and gets a good one, and Donovan Smith isn't holding on that play, and it should help you out. But good question, man. Thank you. And Tommy says, them boxers are legit. Told you. We've been talking about them.
I'm wearing them right now, baby.
That's why you're so silky smooth today, buddy. Jared says, Knox or Everett? PPR. Thanks, guys. Happy holidays. What do you got, Trey?
Jared, I hope that you can find a better tight end. I know it's tough, but I would rather start some of these other guys like a Kmet or something like that that might be out there. If they're not, I understand completely. And I think either one of these is a coin flip because you're really banking on a touchdown. I mean, Knox has been quiet almost all year, but he got that touchdown last week. It's going to be snowy in that game, so maybe they don't throw as deep and Knox gets more work. My gut is telling me to lean towards Knox, but both of them I'm scared to start.
See, my gut is telling me to lean towards Everett. He hasn't been putting up amazing games, but he's not going to put you up a zero game. Herbert likes him. It's PPR. I mean, he hasn't been getting a ton of targets, but I'm leaning towards Everett here. But I could see Knox doing just as well, if not better. Tommy also has a question. Half PPR, running back and a flex, Foreman, Etienne, Singletary, Zay Jones, Juju, or Chark?
Yeah, so I think this is pretty simple for me. I'm playing Etienne and I'm flexing Chark.
I like that. I am horrified of that. Etienne matchup scares me. But I like Juju actually as a flex here. And the running back, that's a tough
one. Juju over DJ Chark, huh?
Yeah, just the matchup, honestly. Juju has been doing really good. He's trending up here, but I guess I'm gonna go ETN. I mean he's gotten you this far, Tommy.
That's right.
Albert says, do you think Ramondre plays this week, Trey?
Yeah, so from what I've seen on the report, you know, it looks like they said earlier, you know, that he had a full practice and everything like that. The Patriots need this dude because their team is just garbage. I think that he plays, but like I say, just monitor it and, you know, make sure you have a backup option. Don't ever go into a game just hoping somebody plays. Always have a contingency plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like Pierre Strong, which I'll talk about later. I like Pierre Strong if he doesn't play. But we'll get to that. But let's go ahead and move on to the next game, Trey. This week, we've got the Lions versus the Jets.
Over-under for this game is 48.5 points. Vegas has the Jets winning by one. I believe that spread was probably posted before Zach Wilson was announced as the quarterback starting. Give me the Lions to win this game.
Yeah, I've also got the Lions winning this game. I was really hoping Mike White would be in there because I felt like that would have been a bomb game to watch. Probably would have been the game of the week had Mike White not been named out. Sucks. But Lions win, I believe, also is the answer to the question. Well, let's go to some Lions starts. Trey, start him on Raw, obviously. This guy, you rode him to the playoffs and you're going to keep starting him. And I like starting Swift here, but just temper your expectations because that Jets defense is legit. I like DJ Chark to start here. I mean, I know I just said I'd pick Juju over him, but I do like DJ Chark to start in this game. Jared Goff is playing outside. Just throwing that out there. He usually doesn't do as well against outside. So Jamal Williams... I mean, sit him or flex him, depending on your options. I like him as a flex, but if you got a better option, I might just sit him because, I mean, he's trending down and Swift is starting to take over. Back over, I should say. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, I'm actually starting J.K. Dobbins over Jamal Williams this week. I like that a lot. You know, if I didn't have Dobbins, I would not have a problem with flexing Jamal just because of the down week he had last week, and I'm in the playoffs, and if I lose, I'm out. It's scary, you know what I mean? It's a hard pick there, but yeah, I mean, Jared Goff sucks playing against the outside.
Yeah, and a good defense too. I mean, you called him once Jared go off golf. Do you think Jared goes off?
Jets defense scares me, man, you know, because Zach Wilson's not on the defense and they're pretty good, you know, but I would say maybe I just worry that the Lions don't defense doesn't actually do well against the Jets enough to where Jared Goff doesn't have to go off.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a really fun game to watch. I'm excited to watch that one. You know what I mean? And you know what? Well, you know what? Let me get to some Jets starts here. My flex start of the week is Bam Knight. I think he does really well against the Lions D. That is my flex start of the week. I think he does really good. Throw him in there, guys. Zonovan Bam Knight. I think you could start Garrett Wilson, even with Zach Wilson there. And that's what I was going to say about Zach Wilson. You know, he just lost his job to the second, third string guy here. So maybe he comes out and plays with more heart. I'm not counting on it, but maybe, you know.
I don't think he has any heart in him.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Sad. And, you know, sit Tyler Conklin unless you don't have any choices in the matter. I really like him. I think he's a great athlete. He just doesn't translate to fantasy very well, apparently. I would love to see Flacco get the start here, man. That would be a fun game to watch, don't you think?
No doubt. I would start Isaiah Likely over Conklin this week just because of Zach Wilson in there. It just scares me, man.
Sad. And Elijah Moore, I mean, with Zach Wilson there, I'm sitting him. I mean, we saw him all throughout the year be pissed off because he wanted to play. He wanted to catch the ball. And Zach Wilson didn't even look his way, man. I'm sure he's not happy that your boy Zach's coming back. The Zach attack is back, Jack. But that's all I got, buddy. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot.
Let's go ahead and move to the next game here, Trey. We've got the Steelers versus the Panthers.
Over-under for this game is 38.5 points. Vegas has the Panthers winning by 2. It's tough, man. You know, Mitch Trubisky in there, I got to give it to the Panthers.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Panthers keep winning because my division, it's going to hurt me, but I got the Panthers winning this game as well. What are you going to do?
Jumping into my starters, Deontay Johnson had been putting up numbers, but he is hurt, but he's likely to play through his injury. I would really try to pivot in the playoffs. I just don't want to bank on Deontay Johnson from, you know, how terrible he has been most of the year. But if you can't, you know what I mean, I think you can throw him out there, especially with Mitch. Mitch gets Deontay the ball as much as he can. Mm-hmm. Pat Freiermuth is questionable, but if he plays, I think you start him. Like I say, he's one of the better tight ends. I think he's top 10 on the year. If he plays, you got to put him out there at your playoffs. Najee Harris, I think you start him. I mean, I've talked a lot bad about him this year, but he's been looking a lot better. And with Mitch at QB, they're going to run the ball.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like exactly where you went with that. I agree with you.
But jumping to my Panthers starts, DJ Moore, got to start this dude. Chuba Hubbard and Deontay Foreman both, I think, will put up at least 10 points, and they both have touchdown upside. You know, you never really know which one's going to get the touchdown, maybe both, but I think they both have a pretty solid floor of about 10 points, so I think either one of them is flexible. And Terrence Marshall, I think, in a couple deeper leagues, I think Terrence Marshall is flexible if you're in a pinch.
Yeah, I like Terrence Marshall a lot here. I'll go with that. What do you think about Sam Darnold? In a two-quarterback league, you'd like Sam Darnold to start?
I'm not doing it. Not in my playoffs. Maybe if I was, like, going against somebody that I didn't really necessarily need to win, and I'm like, watch me beat this kid with Sam Darnold, like, whatever.
Oh, but don't do it. Please don't do it.
Not in the playoffs.
I don't blame you, buddy. I don't blame you. You guys got to get real in this week. Let's go ahead and move to the next game, buddy. This week we got the Chiefs versus the Texans.
Over under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Chiefs winning by 14. Look, anytime I see a game where they have the spread 14 points, I like to bet the underdog to come within the spread, not necessarily win, but I think this game is, I think the Chiefs win, but the game's closer than 14 points.
Really? You don't think they blow them out? I mean, 14 points.
I just don't think so, man.
Yeah. I mean, they played well against the Cowboys last week, but we know how volatile the Cowboys can be whenever they feel like it, apparently. But, yeah. Well, I mean, Chiefs obviously win this game, but, I mean, I
like
that.
A 20-30? I think that sounds like a good score for me.
Yeah? You don't think it goes up to 45, 48?
No. The Chiefs are just going to ride it out once they get their dub.
Just get the light lead and coast. Well, let's get to some starts in that game, buddy. I'm starting Isaiah Pacheco for sure. Jerick McKinnon, I mean, he's turned into the pass catching back for the Chiefs. I like starting Jerick McKinnon as well. And I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again. I like Juju as a start here, and I don't even like that dude. So start Juju. I could even see MVS as a flex against the Texans. I don't hate it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I mean, this should be a great matchup for the Chiefs. If it's not, I mean, historically, it should be. You know, you got to bank on that. You know, the Texans have had, you know, a couple good games, but they really have been terrible all year. So you got to bank on the Chiefs going crazy.
Move to the Texans here. Jeff Driscoll, the fantasy cheat code. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting him in my tight end position in my Yahoo League. And it was I'm starting him over Cole Kmet just for the fantasy cheat code. I mean, if he's going to be splitting work with Davis Mills. I think last time he had 7 rushes for like 53 yards and a passing touchdown. I mean, if you can get that out of your tight end, why not?
Yeah, I mean, for the people who don't understand, you go ahead and explain the situation here, buddy.
So Jeff Driscoll has, in Yahoo League specifically, has quarterback and tight end eligibility. So you can put him either in your quarterback slot or your tight end spot. And so we, in our Superflex League, I put him in my tight end spot. Therefore, I'm starting 3 quarterbacks. and I'm loving it.
What do we call that? A quadruple flex? A triple flex, I mean? Quadruple flex. Whatever. I like it. I'm starting Jeff Driscoll in another league in my tight end spot. Just hopefully, you know, Davis Mills doesn't just get out there and be the main quarterback. That's my worry, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Chris Moore might be worth a start here. Nico Collins is definitely out. Brandon Cooks looks like he might play. Chris Moore, he got work off of Davis Mills and Driscoll last week. So I think Chris Moore might be worth a start here. Is it worth risking in the playoffs? Maybe, if you have no choice.
That's
couldn't
right.
hurt. Dude could go off and help you out. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's tough, but sometimes you gotta find that guy and go with him. So, yeah, you never know.
Well, let's go ahead and keep it rolling, Trey. Move to the next game here. We got the Falcons versus the Saints.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Saints winning by 4. And I like the Saints to win this game. I think their defense puts enough on the Falcons if they get the dub.
Yeah. I got the Saints winning also here. I just think the Falcons with Desmond Ridder, we don't know what that looks like yet. And Andy Dalton has been throwing the ball very well. I will say that. Saints taking it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that scares me is the Desmond Ridder thing, just because of the whole you don't know, and then he comes out and he just shows off, shows out, whatever. But I lean towards the Saints winning this game. But going to my Falcons starts, I mean, Desmond Ridder in 2 quarterback leagues, it's terrifying, but the dude has the legs, you know. We watched in the preseason him run all over the place, which is exciting and very something that we want in fantasy. But it's the playoffs, man, so it's scary. If you throw him out there, you better not have much options. Cordarrelle Patterson, you got to start this dude up. I think Tyler Algier in deeper leagues, I think he's worth a flex. I think he gets enough work to be worth flex worthy. Drake London is risky. I mean, as risky as it gets. But Ridder likes this dude, and they had a good connection in the preseason. Yeah. But it's the playoffs. So, like I say, you know, if you just don't have any other options – throw Drake Lennon out there. And then the Saints defense is good, but I would do what I can to pivot from most of these guys.
I got to tell you, Cordarrelle Patterson doesn't seem like the must start that he usually is this late in the season. I don't know if it's because he's older or what. He did miss 4 games, but if I've got a better option, which in one league I do have Cordarrelle Patterson, and I am sitting him this week for someone else here, so it's scary. It's scary with Cordarrelle, but, I mean, he could easily go off. So that's, again, we don't know what this offense looks like with Desmond Ridder. Maybe he gets more work, hopefully. I don't know. We got a question real quick before we move on, Trey. Eric, welcome to the channel. Eric Figueroa, which 3 wide receivers – full PPR, do I start, Trey? Amon-Ra, Terry, Scary Terry, Kirk, Pittman. What do you got, buddy?
I think out of those 4, the one I'm not starting is Pittman.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's full PPR. Pittman does get a lot of targets. I might go Amon-Ra, Kirk, and Pittman and leave Terry out. But I think you could, honestly, all these guys, you'd be okay.
I think with Scary Terry had such a great matchup against the Giants 2 weeks ago, and they're playing him again. That's the only reason that I think, I mean, he really went off that game. And so I plan for that to continue. But
yeah. And Eric also says, should I start Cardinals defense or Saints defense, Trey?
Cardinals are playing the Broncos and the Saints are playing the Falcons, but with a brand new quarterback. I think you got to, but also the Ripon is starting, right, for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson's out.
Yeah, so, man, that's tough. It's both, you know, fresh QBs. I like the Falcons to run a lot more than throw, and I like the Broncos to throw a lot more. So I think I lean towards the Cardinals, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think Desmond Ritter
– stuff like that.
Yeah, I think Desmond Ritter will be kind of elusive. I mean, he's a runner, right? I mean, you know, chances are he gets out of the way before they can get to him, maybe. I don't know. Maybe make bad decisions. I agree with you, though.
The Falcons don't like to throw the ball anyway. Mm-hmm. With a fresh quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if they only had 10 passes in this game.
Yeah, but I think they kind of want to see what this kid got, right? Like, they feel like maybe they're out of it, and they're just, you know, getting him the reps, honestly. But
in that division, anybody can get it.
Yeah, I suppose you're correct there. Jared says, is DJ Moore questionable? If he is out, is Terrence Marshall a must-start, Trey?
I thought I seen that that he was taken off the injury report, so he was good to go. If he does get out, I think Terrence Marshall is a must-start. I like Terrence Marshall as a flex regardless DJ Moore plays, so definitely if DJ Moore's out, I think you can start Terrence Marshall for sure.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And Tommy says, Dulcich or Okonkwo.
So I definitely like Okonkwo more than Dulcich. You know, Dulcich with Brett Ripon. I just, you know, we don't know what that looks like. Okonkwo's had some consistency. I would go Okonkwo there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I agree. Although Dulcich has a great matchups throughout the playoffs, he's going to have Ripon throwing to him. So I do like Okonkwo also. It's just scary because Dulcich is the main guy we know. But Okonkwo is what? Splitting with Austin Hooper over there. So
it's true.
I think I'm going to go with Okonkwo, though. I like it. Go ahead and go with some Saints starts, Trey.
So, Andy Dalton in two quarterback leagues. I mean, I think it's not the greatest, prettiest thing, but it definitely will put up points. It's better than Sam Darnold. It's better than Desmond Ritter. Chris Olave, you got to start this dude. He's been fairly consistent all year. And I'm actually willing to start Kamara in this one. I know it's been bad, but I think he has a comeback week. I actually think that Kamara steps – I'm not saying he goes crazy, but I think he has a comeback week where he provides. And Taysom Hill for all you crazy people that want.
Yeah. Yeah, Taysom Hill. Do you think anybody got to the playoffs with Taysom Hill on their team, Trey?
It's very possible, man. You know, I was listening to some other guys talk, and they were saying that basically if you struggled at tight end and there was no options out there, people would just roll with Taysom Hill because his ceiling's so high, and they're like, well, anybody can get me a zero, but nobody can get me 40 points like Taysom.
Yeah, at any time when you're just waiting on that touchdown to bust. No, that makes sense. You know, like all the tight ends didn't do super good this year. So that makes perfect sense. And Tommy says Freiermuth is good to go.
Start him up.
Do it. But let's go ahead and keep it moving, Trey. Next game, we've got the Cowboys versus the Jaguars.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 6. This is a toughie, man, because I hate betting on the Cowboys, but I think they take the dub.
Really? I'm taking the Jaguars to win this game, and it's not because I hate the Cowboys. It's because the Jaguars are playing lights out. They do got their work cut out for them, but I think the Jaguars win. The only thing that scares me is that the Cowboys, when they rush really well, they win. And you can run on the Jaguars. So, but I'm going to take them. I'm going to take the underdog and get the Jags the win here, Trey.
I like it.
But let's go to some Cowboys starts. Start Zeke, start Pollard. I think you can start both of these guys up. Like I said, you can run on the Jags. So start them up. Dalton Schultz I like as a start, obviously. And maybe flex Michael Gallup. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I mean, you're starting Dak because I am. And I think he's going to have a good week regardless. I think this is a high offensive game. Yeah.
You hope. I hope so for you, buddy. I want to see you get to the next round because you play me next. And I don't want to go against Justin Jefferson either. So you better beat him. Well, let's go to some Jaguars starts here. Start Christian Kirk. Start ETN, but be afraid of starting ETN. Flex Zay Jones. I mean, yeah, start Evan Engram. That's about what I got going on over there. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I have a question for you. Start sit. Would you start Trevor Lawrence or Dak Prescott in the same game?
In this game, I think the Cowboys are going to be very run heavy, and but I think that the Cowboys get out to a big lead and they throw the ball on the Jaguars. So I'm going Trevor Lawrence to start.
All right, one more. Trevor Lawrence or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. I got to go Trevor Lawrence, man. As much as that hurts me deep inside, I guess I'm going Trevor Lawrence here. But I do think it's going to be a good shootout with the Bengals, man. If Tom can get it together. I mean, I'll say this about Tom. Yeah, he struggled. Not a lot of touchdowns. However, he has gotten yards. I mean, he's always got a lot of yards. So just saying. Yeah, sounds good. Let's go to the next game, Trey. We got the Cardinals against the Broncos.
Over-under for this game is 39 points. Vegas has the Cardinals winning by one. This is going to be a crazy game because both of them are starting quarterbacks that are not their starters. If Colt McCoy is hurt, so if he's out, it's possibly Trace McSorley or maybe even David Blow. Or Blow, I don't know how you say that, but he might blow. You know what I mean? You never know. But you can't start any of those guys in the playoffs. And so, yeah, I think Rippon rips his way to a win.
All the puns. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I agree. Keep it rolling, buddy.
I'll say this. If Brett Rippon starts and David Blow starts, then Rippon wins. But if Trace McSorley starts, I got the Cardinals taking the dub.
Blow or rip, either way, apparently.
We're having a good time. Jumping into my Cardinals starts. DeAndre Hopkins, you got to start this dude. James Conner, you got to start that dude. Like I said, Trace McSorley or David Blow, you can't really start any of these guys in the playoffs. Hollywood Brown is sick and also has a tough spot at QB. I would really try to pivot. I think Hopkins is the only one with guaranteed catches in this game.
It sucks. I really thought Brown was going to come back and do more. And, you know, he might have a blow-up game, but it's highly unlikely here. I have to agree with you, buddy. I agree.
My Broncos starts.
No, go ahead.
Obviously, Broncos defense, I think, is a great smash start. They're probably rostered in your league, so good luck with that. But the Broncos defense against, you know, a third string, fourth string, just to pick up quarterback that barely knows the plays, I think it's a great pick. You have to start Jerry Jeudy with settling out again. You know, he had three touchdowns. I mean, you got to start this dude. Dulcich, if you want. I mean, you know, it's hard with Rippon and everything like that and relying on that, but tight end's so tough, like we say every week. I mean, it's really just get the first three, you know, your Andrews, your Kelsey, and your Hockenson, and then roll the dice on the next guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Latavius Murray, I think, has a really solid week.
Yeah, I think Latavius Murray is a good start this week. Yeah, I like it. I love the Jerry Jeudy start, Trey. Last week, I put a post up. I said, guys, I'm rolling with Jerry Jeudy, and I'm doing it confidently, and I'm glad I did, buddy. I had him go off last week, and I mean, I don't think he does as well this week, but I think he does really good, so I love it. I love it. Let's move to the next game, though, buddy. Let's get to the next one. We got a few more left. Let's go Patriots versus the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Raiders winning by one. I actually like the Patriots to get the dub here, and I think the Patriots suck, but I also think the Raiders suck against good defenses, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I get it. I'm going to take the Raiders here, but that's just because I feel like the Raiders can explode at any moment, and I feel like the Pats struggle to get down the field. Yeah. I mean, last week, Derek Carr probably ruined some people's chances of getting in the playoffs. sucks. He did terrible, but I think they do good here. But let's go to some Patriots starts. If Ramondre plays, I'm starting him. If Harris plays, I mean, and Ramondre doesn't, I think you could probably throw him in as a flex. But if neither one of those guys plays, I love Pierre Strong as a start. He did so good last week. This dude is fast, and I think he'll run all over the Raiders if given the opportunity. I think Hunter Henry is a good start in this game. Nelson Aguilar, who can't keep his hands on the ball, might have to step up because it seems like all their receivers are hurt. Devontae, Myers, it looks like Kendrick Bourne and Nelson Aguilar are going to have to step up. I'm not starting either one of them. I'm just saying, like, they're going to have to step up. I like the Pats defense as a start here. I mean, I'm rolling with them all through the playoffs. They don't have amazing matchups, but they can do a lot with a little, so I like that a lot.
Yeah, I like that a lot, especially with their cheat code defensive player playing on offense.
Yes, sir. Another cheat code I got, dude. What is that? Marcus Jones, right? Isn't it Marcus? There's a lot of Joneses over there. I think it's Marcus Jones, the corner who they got playing offensive snaps. In our league, we do have some defensive players, and boy, I'm glad I got that cheat code, Trey. Let's go to some Raiders starts here. I only like the studs in this matchup. I'm not trusting Mac Hollins. I know Darren Waller is coming back, but I'm not trusting him either. Devontae and Jacobs is my only trusting in this game. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, I have Darren Waller on my IR, and I was really debating between starting him or Driscoll. But with the cheat code going, with the quarterback at tight end, plus you know, not knowing what can happen in the Pats defense, I think I like that a lot.
And just throwing it out there, but Damian Pierce has just officially been ruled out. Just so everybody knows, I mean, we pretty much counted on that because he was doubtful coming in. But just throwing it out there. But let's keep it rolling, buddy. Let's go to the next game here. We got the Titans versus the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Chargers winning by 2.5. Man, it's going to be a close game, but I really think the Titans pull it off. I don't think they lose two in a row.
Yeah, I got the Titans winning also. It seems like the Chargers aren't able to put it together this year, buddy. And I love the Chargers as a team here, but I think the Titans pull through.
Jumping into my Titans starts, it's not a lot, but it's Derrick Henry at the top of that list, obviously. Chargers are not very good against the run. Derrick Henry is the runner, the runner, not a runner, the runner. And then Treylon Burks sounds like he's going to be out again. He did not pass concussion protocol yet. If he is out, that just helps boost my start of the week. Chig Okonkwo, baby. Put him out there. Be excited. He's going to help you win your playoffs. I think he has a great week. I think the consistency continues. I'm almost willing to guarantee a touchdown for Chig Okonkwo.
Ooh. That's what predicting the future, buddy. I love it. What do you got for the Chargers?
My Chargers starts, obviously you're starting Herbert. Mike Williams is a great start. He came back, had a great week. Keenan Allen, I feel like you got to throw him out there if you got him. And Gerald Everett, like I said earlier, I would look elsewhere, but, you know, I know what you got to do if you got to do. I just think Williams takes a little bit more of the work there. And then Austin Eckler, obviously, that's pretty simple and cut and dry, but that's the Chargers.
What about Joshua Palmer, Trey? Where do you got him at?
I can't risk it, man. It's the playoffs, and there's too many mouths to feed, and he's at the bottom of the tree. I know that he had some good weeks when the other guys were out, but they're in now, and maybe he defined a little bit of a role, but what is that role? You know, 5 catches for 30 yards, and, you know, it's 8 or 9 points in a PPR format, and I just don't want it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that. I mean, he seemed to come in when he was needed. He was the next guy up, and he tore it up. So, I mean, yeah, I like it. I like it, buddy, but... Guys, I'm just going to take this moment to remind you guys to please like this video for us. It helps us with the YouTube algorithm to get us out there so we can help more people win championships. And please subscribe to the channel because before you know it, we're going to be giving this Aaron Jones jersey away to one lucky subscriber. All you got to do is like, and comment on the live video of the giveaway here. We'll give you more information moving forward, and turn the notification bell on so that way you know 100% when we are going live. And don't forget, next Friday, we're giving away a performance package from Manscaped valued at $130. Could be yours. All you have to do is comment, and we are going to throw your name on the wheel and give it to someone live Friday. But if you're done dancing, Trey, well, I'm going to move to the next game, and that is the Bengals versus the Buccaneers.
Over-under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Bengals winning by 3.5. Give me Joe Burrow to continue his streak.
So I, in this game, am going to take the Bengals.
Ooh.
Yep. Uh-huh. I did it.
Yeah!
I finally, for the first time all year, bet against my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, I mean, it's a good one, huh? It's a good one. I guess I should have done it last week, too, because it was a little ridiculous. But I think the Bengals take the W on this, and I'm not happy about it. Tommy popping and saying, I win, getting that thing in early. I love it. But let's go to some Bengals starts, Trey. They got a banged up.
Sad.
What?
Don't sound so sad.
Yeah, I can't help it. I mean, I'm just hoping the Bucks catch fire. I am glad to be able to get a Bucks game. I haven't had a Bucks game in probably a month and a half, so I'm glad it fell to me this week. The Bengals offense is banged up. You know, Higgins questionable, Boyd questionable, Hurst out. Looking like a good game for Jamar and Joe Mixon to get a lot of work. I'm pretty sure Higgins is going to play. I would monitor that so that way if it's a last minute thing again, you are prepared, because that sucked, and I'm glad I pulled the victory anyway, but that could have definitely went the other way easily, and it would have been Higgins' fault. And I like P. Ryan as a flex if all those guys are out. I mean, he got a touchdown last week as the number two. It seems like he's defined his role as the pass catching back, and he earned it. He definitely earned it. And if, I mean, I only start P. Ryan in a flex if you like to live dangerously. I just thought I would throw that part out there. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man. And you know, the Higgins thing, I looked into it more, and you know, so he got banged up in the warmups, but he actually started the first two plays of the game. And never got a target or anything, and then they just decided that it wasn't good to let him continue. But no one even released anything about the injury until the game had already started, and so he was literally started in 98% of leagues. So a lot of people feel the pain there. That's why I think that if he plays, he's going to get work, because I think that you know, the team, even though they don't care about fantasy, that I guarantee you there's enough heat over him starting in 98% of leagues that he himself is like, I'm finna catch this ball and do something.
Yeah, crazy. I bet the 2% that didn't start him were like at the Bengals game, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, wait.
They're like,
what? Banged up. Let's move that down.
Yeah, they're like watching the racehorse. You know, they seen him like, oh, grab his ankle or something. And he's like, out of there. Tommy says, thanks, guys. I got to get back to work. Good luck to everyone. Flex up. Yes, sir, Tommy. Thank you as always, buddy. We always appreciate you, man. George Cook has a question. Carolina D versus Mitchell Trubisky or Denver D versus Colt McCoy? Easy one, right, Trey?
Yeah, it's Denver all day for me. And I know Mitch Trubisky is known for the interceptions, but I think the Steelers have seen that and they're going to control it. Colt McCoy might not even play in this game. It might be even deeper down the quarterback tree. And Denver defense is just a hoss and a force to be reckoned with, so I'd go Denver.
Is that what's being said? Is Colt McCoy might not start?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Who's the next guy up? Do you know?
There's Trace McSorley, and then there's David Blow, who they just signed. David Blau, whatever, they just signed. But they talked about maybe having him start over Trace McSorley. They're not really sure yet. So I like Denver.
Yeah, I like Denver also. Yeah, especially if it's like a second or third or fourth guy down the list. I did see David Blau come in and have some pretty okay games when he was on the Lions. So that's something to look at. But I like Denver D here also, Trey. But let's go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm starting Tom Brady, as scary as that sounds. I think he has a okay game. I'm starting Godwin, especially in a full PPR. And I'm starting Rashad White. I think, you know, he does decent here. Just to throw this out there, Cade Otton is now first on the depth chart over Cameron Brate. I mean, if you're desperate, the Bengals are 20th against opposing tight ends. That's just obviously a desperation there. And a sit Mike Evans. Now that we're all saying sit Mike Evans, he'll probably go off. You know how things like that tend to happen, but I just can't risk it, Trey.
Yeah, I agree completely. I'm starting Godwin this week. I'm nervous, but I think that the matchup lets him get enough points. I think it's a good pick.
I'm not nervous about starting Godwin up, actually. I mean, he's done very well, even in games where they didn't do very well. So, I mean,
just recency bias of 35-7, you know.
Yeah, you had to just dig that knife in a little deeper, didn't you, buddy? Thanks for that one. But that's it for the Bucks and the Bengals. Let's go ahead and move to the next game, and that is the Giants versus the Commanders, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 40 points. Vegas has the Commanders winning by 4. The Commanders have had 2 weeks to prepare from the tie that they had with the Giants 2 weeks ago. I think they take the dub here.
Yeah, I got the Commanders winning last time they played. I think they tied. I mean, what do you think, buddy? Can we go put $5 on a tie and make a lot of money here or what?
Yeah, the odds of a tie happening back-to-back in the matchups is insane. But I bet the odds are great for payout.
Yeah, I bet. It's like plus 20,000 or 2,000, I mean. But, yeah, what do you got for starts, buddy?
So my Giants starts, Barkley not on the injury report. So, you know, with his neck, they say it's not going to affect his play at all. He did well against Washington 2 weeks ago. You got to start him. Daniel Jones dropped like 40 points in our league 2 weeks ago, but he's very worth starting, I think, even in single quarterback leagues. Darius Slayton, you know, obviously there's worse things out there, and he's had some consistency and he's had some rough weeks, but I think you can flex him in certain situations. And then Daniel Bellinger, obviously, you know, he's the PPR guy, I think only in PPR formats, but you can throw him out there as a tight end.
Yeah, I like it. I'd be nervous a little bit about Slayton, but I could see him also, you know, having a really good game here, and I like the Daniel Bellinger grab.
My Commander starts, Brian Robinson. You got to start this dude up. Antonio Gibson, you might look to pivot. I mean, he should give you, you know, 10 points, but his ceiling is just, he doesn't have one. It's very low anyway. I would just do something different there. And then Scary Terry, you got to start this dude up. He had a great week 2 weeks ago against the Giants. And then Jahan Dotson. I mean, I think he's a good start. Curtis Samuel, I mean, it's in the playoffs, I don't think I would do it. I know he had a good game 2 weeks ago, but all these people on this team did. It was a great matchup for him. It worries me to start Curtis Samuel in the playoffs. I think mostly Scary Terry is my main target on the wide receivers on this team.
Yeah, Jared is outraged. He says, Hodgins, what do you got?
Yeah, start him up, baby. Start him up.
There you go. We got you back, Jared. Don't you worry, buddy. Yeah, I agree. I like it. Nervous about that matchup there. I mean, it could easily be a very defensive game. I could see that happening, but I mean, I guess we'll see what happens. But I like it. Let's go ahead and roll to the last game. Monday Night Football. I think this is going to be a good game, by the way. And we got the Rams versus the Packers.
Yes, sir. For some reason, I did not get to over-under for this game. So we're going to just roll with it. And I'm going to say the Packers get the dub.
Yeah. I also got the Packers winning here. Baker Mayfield. Is he going to come out swinging, buddy?
I think he's going to come out swinging, and then the third or fourth quarter, he's going to swing for the fences, and the Packers are going to end up pulling it off.
I like that. I like that a lot. But let's go to some Rams starts, buddy. Like we just said, I need to see more out of Baker before I'm willing to touch him, especially in this drastic moment in the fantasy playoffs. I mean, unless I'm in a two-quarterback league, and then, you know, I might throw Baker in there. I think you can flex Skoranek. I think you can flex Van Jefferson and flex Cam Akers. But these are just straight, like, if you got no other options here, because it is Monday Night Football. So, I mean, it'd be nice to have some people in those games to maybe have a Monday Night Miracle pop in. But that's pretty much all I'm willing to risk for the Rams, buddy. What do you think?
Yeah, I would probably start Hodgins over Van Jefferson and Ben Skoranek. But who knows?
You hear that, Jared? I like it. But let's roll to some Packers starts, Trey. Must start Christian Watson. I'm starting him. I'm starting him up. If you had him, would you start him, Trey?
For sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think Alan Lazard has a good game also. If Aaron Jones is still banged up, it seems like they've been wanting to give the ball to A.J. Dillon a lot here. But, only if Aaron Jones is, like not playing, am I going to throw A.J. Dillon there, even though he has had really good games with Aaron Jones. But maybe they're resting Aaron Jones up. Maybe, you know, they need him a little bit later. Who knows? Yeah, that's all I got there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty weak Monday night game, but maybe not with, Baker Mayfield. If you build it, I will come.
You think it's going to be a weak game? I think it's going to be a good one.
I don't know, man. I'm still having some Baker Mayfield at Carolina, you know, and the Packers have just been, you know, poop, and it's, you know, it could be a crazy game, but it has the potential to be like a terrible Monday night game.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see that for sure. Guys.
Bring back Cup.
Yeah. His name in the Bandy Bowl is My Cup Runneth Over, right? After Cup got hurt, what did you say you should name your team?
My Cup Runneth Out.
I love it. Cup needs to rest up for next year, buddy. He's done for. You might as well just drop him.
Just bring him back in for game 17, baby. That's all I'm asking. I'll be there.
Yeah, I was going to say, why does that matter? You ain't even going to be there. but we got a question. Mikey Long. Hello, Mikey. I'm playing Dak, Miles, Zeke, Hill, Higgins, D. Smith, Gallup, Hollywood, and I have Watson, Aaron Jones, Pollard, Chase, Waddle, Lockett, Njoku, Terry, and Ayuk. You think I'll win?
Sure, bud. I mean, it's tough, to play all that out there. But you've got some really high-skill players that I think they'll have a great week. You know, I think your biggest worries are probably going to be, if Higgins, he's questionable if he doesn't play. Waddle, we've talked about. But I think Pollard, Chase, Lockett, he did pretty good last night, so that's a great start. And then Njoku, I think, super good. Terry and Ayuk both. Yeah, I think you should get the dub this week.
Yeah, man, you got a really good team, bro. You should win, bro. I mean, you might be hanging out there in the championship game for sure, buddy. Heck yeah. But guys, unless there's some more questions popping in, I think that is going to be all today. We ran a little long, but that's all right. Anytime we can help you guys out, we're glad to do it. Guys, don't forget to like this video. It really helps us out a lot. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can be entered in all these good giveaways. We got Aaron Jones jersey. We're giving it away very soon. And like I said earlier, the Manscaped package, $130. Giving it away next Friday. All you got to do is be here with us next Friday. Subscribe to the channel. Comment on the video live and you're going to be automatically entered for a chance to win that performance package. Guys, I got to give a quick shout out here to a good friend of mine, Landon. Landon, I just want to say thank you, buddy. Your mom, Christina, loves you very much, and she told me to tell you hello. What's up, buddy? But that's it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We will see you guys on the next one.
A peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.